Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at a Dress Live. This is your boy, Steady J. Here's another beautiful week on the show. You know, every week on the show, every Monday, we bring you the hot after dusk edition on the show. That's where we bring you hot news, hot music, hotness, hot news. Did I say hot news? Did I say hot mess? Did I say hot music? But I know I didn't say. I didn't say hot interviews. Why? Because what how we do every Monday. Because you got to get your Monday started off right. And how you start your Monday off is how you get the rest of the week going great. So, you know, I'm glad to be here with you guys. We got a great show lined up for you as usual. On today's show, first hour, we're going to have my girl, Mama Joyce from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And that is the mom of my girl, Kenny Burgess, from the show. And we need to talk to her. We're going to talk to her about a whole lot, actually. We're going to talk to her about her relationship with her daughter, as well as her recent weight loss and working with Sarah Thomas Agency. So this woman's got a lot going on and can't wait to top it up with her. It's always great to talk to people who, you know, who set a foreground of knowing a lot of things and getting some wisdom from them. So I can't wait to top it up with her, kind of dig into her brain. So y'all check in today. She'll be here at the 15 of the hour. So stay checked in, and she will be in the building. Oh, shoot, y'all missed last week's shows, man. Last week was crazy as well. Definitely no disappointments there. We're going backwards order. On Thursday show, you know, on Wednesday show, excuse me. Every Wednesday show, we always bring you the all music hour, which was hot. And then on the second hour, we always make some crazy topics or have some great guests. And this was no big surprise at all, having a great guest speaking, which is my girl, artist QT Jazz, who is actually the goddaughter of Mama Joyce, will be on the show today. So can't wait. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, QT Jazz, so she's showing love to DustSpot.com. And, hey, that's what it is, you know. It's what it's there for, to support all kind of people making big moves in the industry of entertainment of any sort, of art in any sort. You know, you're an author, you're an artist, as far as musically, if you're a model, whatever. Everything you think of, that's what this site is there for. So I want to also give a shout-out to my sponsors. I'm Audible.com. And that's where you can go get over 150,000 titles in any genre. And that's an audiobook, just to kind of throw that out there at you. And you can get a free 30-day trial as well as a free audiobook with that by just going to audibletrial.com/StudyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J. And our other sponsor, Notoriously Naughty, check the page out, facebook.com/NN, that's NN team. Go there, and I love them, man. They have some great events, great products. I mean, what the heck do they not do over there? And, you know, they also sponsor our special segment we do on the show a lot, and that's what we mess with a lot of the guests. And sometimes I welcome you guys to share your thoughts on that, too, and that's the naughty moments of the week. So, heck, man, you guys, you know, I can't wait. I'll be on the second hour, you know, we're going to be talking Super Bowl and all that. So, yes, I just got to stay tuned, man. Got a lot of crazy stuff to get after today. But what we're going to do, we're going to go to some music because, like I said, we have hot music on here, too. So we're going to go to a double QT Jazz moment. We're going to hit you with that Hills Bass and hit you with that Back Up Off the Wall. We'll be back right here on Life After Dusk Lives, Hot After Dusk Mondays.
You know I wanna ball, time to hit the mall, about to get it cracking, shot it what's happening. You know I'm popping tags, you know I'm popping tags, when I hit the stove, yeah you already know.
Yeah.
emotions anyway, I'm gonna bow. On me, so I'm buying up the rack.
Give me that.
If my size ain't on display, then
double check the back.
I'm a designer looking fab. Ask me, I got them the mannequin, now you know what to do. Check me out, they'll call them swiping it.
Voila.
Throw it in the bag, it's a nugget. Home, I'm bobbing them.
Voila.
I got that pretty girl.
Voila.
And I'm looking like, oh, oh, oh. I'm looking good in that designer. If you know me, you know I'm a bobber.
I'm popping tags, you. About to get it cracking. You know I'm popping tags, you. About to get it cracking. You know I'm popping tags, you.
A whole lot of designers,
yeah.
OMG, my name, no, I see over my haters.
What?
Well, that's because my heels on.
So many colors, so many colors, it make it hard for me to choose.
Now you can hate on me as long as you don't step on my Jimmy Choo.
I want it for a lot of, and that bag hot like Nevada. We start up in that Porsche struggle, we on the way to cop it. And we take it home and pop it to egg. OMG, hit the mark, you know it's heel, heel, bad.
I got heels, 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 heels. Yes, I got a lot of red bottoms, yeah, I'll hit them all, and you know I'm a heels, 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 heels. Why you gotta be me? See, you gotta be me.
Thank you. turn around. He wanna beep it up. Do your dance, do your dance. Bit popping on the beat. Don't be a square, fold it on steps and feet. Enough is the motto. Party, what we having? The same old deck, like somebody up batting. And the music up loud, so there's no time for that chatting. And more people coming through the front door, like what's happening. So announcements to the board. If you got that bass, then you know I got the treble. Blessing in your face, yep. This an invitation for your birthday.
Drop it. I'm popping rubber bands just to see you pop it. I'm a young businessman feeling like a Russell. Chauffeur opened up my door, I do not have to move a muscle. I just walk in to the VIP. They don't add me to CID. Since I'm the king, I get a waiter $100 for the TIP. Turn up, I done this. I told you that I run this. I'm too real, I'm too swag. If you imagine that's too bad. Eyes popping like who's that? When I pulled up in that blue jack, I fly jet, then I cruise back. On any beat, I bruise that. The way I speak these lyrics, it should be against the law. Juicy Jazz, tell them get they back up all the
wall.
All right, we're back, and we're back. And that was a quick little music break. We had my girl QT Jazz back-to-back. That was Hills Bags featuring Baby Doll of OMG Girls. Then we had, again, featuring Issa. We're on Back Up Off the Wall. And, yes, man, it was a fun show. I love having on there. It was so fun last week. Now, we're about to get ready to bring in a show in a bit. My girl Mama Joyce. So, y'all, sit still. Don't move. Don't move a foot. Don't put your hand in that browser. Sit right there. All right. So, I've also, too, I'm going to be talking about, too, in the second hour as well, is jury duty. Because I had to go to my first jury duty today, and that was, oh, Lord, I can't even get get it out of my mind how crazy it was. Like, you gotta be kidding me. So, yeah, we're gonna be talking about that in that little $6 check I got from going to it. So, wow. Interesting. All right. And kind of let you guys know what's coming up on this week on the show as well. A lot of more sizzling hot shows as well, as we always do. First on Tuesday. For tomorrow, that's the Glitz and Glamour show. They're going to be having a discussion. It's going to be pretty heated, as it usually is, because every Tuesday in the show, there's always a heated topic they throw at us. That's going to be, should you give your all sexually before the ring? So, yeah, sex before marriage. How much sex? I mean, not only just about, you know, having sex before marriage, but how much sex before, how much sex, what should you give out? I mean, your magic tricks, you know, you do in the bedroom and all that. How much should you be willing to give out before you even get married? So we talk about that on Tuesday. And on Wednesday's show, my girl, model slash host slash dancer, Christina Johnson, a.k.a. Fantasy, for being the building. And we talk about how you can be in the industry and also be able to be a, yes, check this out, a college-educated person as well. And the woman's working on her master's because she's already got a bachelor's, so that to say enough. Oh, with that being said, y'all, that is the schedule for this week on the show. And without further ado, I think this is the woman of the woman of the hour. Woman of the hour, my girl, Mama Joyce, what's up? What's up?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
I can't complain, you know. I got to see Tate Manning lose yesterday, so everything's great.
That's good.
Did you enjoy the game yesterday yourself? Did you get a chance to watch the Super Bowl and watch the horrible score?
Yes, I did. I was surprised at the outcome, but I did watch some of it.
It was, I feel like, did I even watch? Why did I watch the game? But it was all about the halftime show, so that's all that mattered.
Yeah, I did.
For those who don't know who you are, you got to let them know who you are, because some people are like, that name sounds familiar. It's been driving people nuts all week. They've been asking me, I know her. And I know it's like, I keep looking at a picture, and I was like, oh, Doug. Some people that haven't watched the show don't know, but the people who watch the show, they knew right away. So you got to let them know who you are, you know, kind of give them forefront. Who are they talking to?
Do they know?
Some know, some don't know. Some are like, I know, because most of the people are like, oh, as soon as I said Mama Joyce, you can tell who watched the show right away. The first thing they did to me. They jumped in so many people, like, acting crazy. They were like,
oh, yeah, I got this in the show.
But, yeah, see, you tell who knew, and you tell who, like, hurt, who, like, they watched a couple of episodes here and there, and it was like, man, why does her name sound familiar? And then they had to think about it and say, oh, duh. So, yes. Now, on this show, you got to tell everybody who you are a little more, because some people connected it with Real Housewives of Atlanta, but some don't know exactly who you are all the way. So let them know who you are, you know, what even led you to get on the show in the first place.
Well, who I am? Well, I'm Candy Burris' mother, and from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Candy was a former member of it, and Riley's grandmother. That's about it.
Yeah. Now, as far as how did you get up on the show? That's what I want to know. You know, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you just kind of, like, people just in the cut, but they kind of almost made you a fixture onto the show more so than just on a couple of episodes.
I know. I don't even know how that happened. I was just, I wondered that myself. I said, like, how did I get to be a part of the cast? I'm just Ken's mother, you know? And they just made me like I'm part of the cast, but really, I'm just Candace's mother. They be showing clips of me. I'm like, well, how did that happen? You know, I don't know myself. But
that's crazy for you, because a lot of shows they do that now. Like it'll be whoever was actually part of the cast, their parents become more well-known, almost more in the show as much as they do. It's crazy.
I know, and that is really crazy for me because, I mean, that That part really wasn't meant to be, because I was, you know, I'm just a mother, you know. I'm just here. So I don't know how that happened. Maybe I'm a little outspoken.
That's what I was going to go on about you being outspoken, too, because on the show, that's one of the main things that they focus on a lot is, you know, you say a lot of outspoken stuff on the show, and that's why, and that a lot of the clips that people see, they see that. And some people might say, oh, well, it's more negative stuff, while some, like myself, I feel that you're just like that mom that everybody knows that keeps it real, and not everything is going to be favorable that you're going to love to hear. Sometimes it's the stuff you need to hear, and it needs to be said in a certain way.
Well, you know how that old Southern mother is that really loves her child and just going to say what you have to say regardless to what's what. I'm from the old school. You know, and hey, money not going to stop me from saying what I got to say, you know. You don't have enough money to shut me up. You know,
you remind me of my late grandmommy. I miss her so much. That's why I connect with you, because you remind me of her. And she's from Georgia originally, and that's how she was. I connected with her so much because she was like that. So it's like, that's like when I talk to you, it's scary. It's like I feel like I'm talking to her.
Yes, well, that's pretty much the way I am. And, you know, I'm going to say what I say, I'll tell anybody. Everything I have said, and I have meant it. I have told the truth. I have not lied on anybody. Now, some of the things they have put out of context made it look a different way. But in all reality, did say it. And I do take responsibility for anything that I have said. You know, and I'm just me. You know, I don't try to sugarcoat nothing. I don't try to put blame on anybody for nothing that I said or did, because, you know, I'm me. I'm just a regular average person. I don't think I'm better than anybody or nobody. I can deal with the guy from, I don't know where you are. I'll say from, if you were in Atlanta, I'd say I can hop knob with the Buckheads, and I can hop knob with the folks from the gutter. You know, hey, I mean, I treat people like people. I don't care who they are. I don't think nobody's no better than anyone else. So I got people, friends from all walks of life. I had 13 brothers and sisters, you know. So I got all types of relatives, you know. Some got plenty of money, and some of them don't have a dime, but I treat them all the same.
King kid. I mean, I respect you so much for that, too. And as far as, you know,
And I treat people that are not my relatives the same way. And the people that I'm around, they respect me for that. They say, you know, don't come with me with no Hollywood stuff, too. Hey, I'm Jewish, you know. And that's the way they treat me, you know. And they love me and treat me for that. I mean, I treat
that's
them with respect.
That's what she said about you on Thursday. QT said that about you on Thursday too, about how you are. You kind of went into more detail as far as she kind of summed up what you just said on Thursday. So yes, it's truly true. That's how you are. Now I want to go ahead and tear down some stuff because you know, like go back to the TV and whatnot. Everybody see they see on TV and they make their own assumptions. And that being said, two things. It's gonna be a two-parter. First off, your relationship with Candy. Kind of tell us about, you know, how was everything going between two of y'all and how y'all able to coexist despite what we see on the show every day or every week, excuse me.
Well, my relationship with my daughter at this time is beautiful. We have no problems. We went through a little rough patch for just a little bit Christmas. And I was a little upset with her a little bit for Christmas. But she had to go out of town, and I said, it's no way. I hadn't talked with her in a couple of weeks. Well, she mentioned it on Andy that I wasn't talking with her. But that's the way I used to do my kids. If I was angry with them, I wouldn't talk with them because that would hurt them more than a whooping. So I just wouldn't talk with her. You know, I was so angry with her for a while. And but she was going on Christmas vacation, and I said, there's no way in the world I will let my daughter go out of the country and I not tell her that I love her. Because that's the last thing she and her brother would always say before we leave each other is, I love you. That's the last word we always tell each other when we hang up. So I thought about it and I called her. She must have gone to bed that night. But I called and told her that, hey, I know you're going out of town. I just wanted to say I love you. I hope you have a great trip and kiss Riley for me and tell I love her. And I'll see you when you get back. So she evidently got the message. And the first thing in the morning, she called me. And she was at the airport. She called me the first thing in the morning and said, Mama, I got your message. And I could tell she was really happy that she had gotten my message. And she said, I love you too. And we're getting ready to get on the flight. She said, but I was so glad to get your message. And I love you. And what you going to do, you know, I told her I was going over to Aunt Bertha or whatever. And she said, well, I love you. And you take care of yourself. And I'll see you for the time I get back home. I said, okay. And I told them I had presents for them and everything. And ever since then, we've been talking daily. And in fact, today she came over because I had a little cold, she came over today to see if I needed anything and how I was doing. And we had a good talk today. And I just remind her, I said, okay, now you remember Mad Day. And she said, what you mean? I said, you know, Mad Day is that day when your best friend, when your friends get mad at you. You know, and all that stuff that you told them, they go telling it. So always remember Mad Day, so don't tell nobody nothing that you don't want to get out. And she said, oh, Mama, you know, I don't never forget Mad Day. She said, but, you know, I don't really have that nothing that I really, nobody can, that I don't care if anybody tell, nothing much that nobody that don't know. But I do have some secrets, she said, but very few. I said, well, you just remember, you don't tell nobody. No, you mentioned one time that one person knew all your secrets, and she said, well, they don't know really all my secrets. I said, well, you know, it's not supposed to be, but one person that really should know all your secrets. And she said, yeah, I know, Mama, and that's you. She said, because I know you're the only person that I know that was died before anybody can get anything out of you that shouldn't, you know. But that's the way she and my relationship is. We are very close. I mean, even with whatever goes on, she knows how much I love her. and I know how much she loves me, and don't nothing come between that. And Riley is right there with us.
Most definitely, yeah. Now, I want to go into, I mean, while we continue with your relationship with her, there's a misconceived notion that they love to throw around a lot is that Candy takes care of you, apparently. Kind of, you know, let everybody know the inside of that. Does Candy take care of you, or does Mama Joyce take care of herself? Let everybody know that, because there's always a messiness that you thought around the house. They say that she takes care of you.
That was part of the reason that I wasn't talking with her, because I wanted her to call in and let Andy know. No, Mama Doug, you ain't got to worry about telling them that, because that don't mean nothing. I said, but still, I want you to call them up and let them know that you don't take care of me. She said, well, Mama, you ain't got to worry about that. But by that time, Andy was going off the TV, because Cynthia and Sarah Bernhardt was on the TV, and they were saying, well, if Candy Mother has so much to say, why don't Candy just cut her off, you know? And then, you know, just cut her off, you know? And it really upset me, because I said, cut me off? Well, what can you cut me off when you're not taking care of me? For one thing, I've always taken care of myself. And if you would think about, Candace was on the Takers the week before that. Candace stood right there on the Takers and said she was 18 years old. And she'd say she was living with her mother, and she'd say she saved $100,000. Now tell me, what 18-year-old child staying with her mother and save $100,000 and her mother don't not use her money? If she didn't have to use her money, wouldn't they tell you something?
Exactly.
When Candy was with the group Escape, I had surgery. Before her brother died in 89, I had to have brain surgery, which put me on permanent disability. And which I've come a long way since then. But I had a very good job. I was a tester, like a technician. So they put me on a permanent disability. I've always been very, very good with my money, because my mother taught me how to. You know, my mother, I come from a family, a large family, and my mother was extremely good with money. So when they put me on, I've always saved. I've always been able to save and keep money. And when they put me on disability, I was drawing disability, plus I was drawing Social Security. I was plus my regular my pay from my job, plus I was drawing Social Security. So I've been drawing my job security since Candy was 12, 13 years old. Plus, after the first 2 years, they paid me back money, you know. So that was one thing, which, I mean, I don't have to tell my business, but that was one thing. And then right after the 2 years after that, when Candy's brother passed, my mother always believed in good credit and good insurance. Well, I didn't realize how much insurance I had when her brother died. He was 22, and he was in his third year of college. I had close to six figures in insurance. I could not stand the fact that no money could replace my son. I didn't sue anybody. I couldn't even look at the money, so I put the money in bonds and certificates up for Candy. So this was money, along with money, what I have always been saving all of my life. and plus money for their college. He ended up getting a scholarship. I didn't have to use the college money I had saved for him all his life. And he ended up singing. I didn't have to use the money that what I would have had for him, what I had saved for her. So I had that money. So then when he passed, I had that money, you know, plus the extra 2 years of back Social Security where they had to pay me back money. You know what I'm saying? So here all this money on top of money, and then I turned around, then I lose my son. And they're almost six figures in insurance money. So I put it in bonds and certificate. I didn't even want to see that money. Put that away for Candy. So they're going to tell me, Candy, take care of me. I bought a house across, that's in my name, same neighborhood, right across the street, paid for it, a rental property. Don't owe nothing. I rent it out. So that's clear money. I got rental property. And, I have two incomes. So Candy have never had to pay for, do take care of me. Only thing I wanted Candy to do was to be able to take care of her. I was proud of the fact that I have a daughter that's been in the entertainment business for over 20 years. She don't drink. She don't smoke. She don't do no drugs. You know, she's a good person. I mean, she will give me anything that I can't even tell her or mention nothing I want, because if I do, she'll buy it. You know?
That's what it is.
But I don't need her to do that, you know? Like last year, she bought me a 2000. In 2000, she bought me Lexus. Okay, I already had a Lexus, too. I had a 96 Lexus car, but she bought me a 2000. I had a 300 Lexus, but she bought me a SUV Lexus 2000. So that means I had two Lexus. And last year, when she got, last year, she said, Mama, you needed a new car. I said, Ken, I do not need another car. She said, wait, Mama, your car, you've been had it ever since 2000. It's 2013. I said, Candy, my car only has 70,000 miles. He said, but you still, you know, you got to stay up on it. You know, you got to stay up on the trend. I said, I don't need a car. So you know what she did for surprise? Because she know I wouldn't have let her did it. She surprised me with a big bowl for my birthday. And she brought me an Audi Q7 for my birthday last year. And you know how many miles it's got on it now? Just turned 8,000 miles. The Audi Q7. Top of the line. Everything. It just turned, not this, but last November. The car is a year old and it's got 8,000 miles. That shows you how much I needed the car. And I gave the car I gave it back to her so she could use it for Riley's nanny. I had just put $2,000 in buying new tires and having it serviced. I said, well, why you didn't tell me I wouldn't have spent the $2,000 on having my complete service on it? You know? So, I mean... So people worry about whether I have money. Hey, I one thing my mama always taught me, a fool and money will soon part. I've never been a fool, and definitely not with money.
I still have certificates
even as of today. You hear me? Today, I still have some of those certificates as of today. Only thing I don't want is I don't want what I have to end up going to somebody that I don't want. Because everything I got go to Candy, and I don't want to go to the wrong person.
Oh, definitely. Now, I got my co-host. She's in the building with me, too. I know she has a couple of questions for you as well. So, what's up, T?
Sure.
Hey, Mama Joyce. How you doing?
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask you a question about your weight loss. How did you go about doing your weight loss?
Girl, I'm down. And I'm so fine. I can't even stand myself. I need to be the poster child for senior citizens. I must tell you, I was talking to Candy today. I said, you know all those little cute, fine leather dresses that you have? You need to send them over here that you've outgrown. You need to send them over this way. We were looking at something on the phone there. You need to send them. I said, you need to send them over this way because I definitely can wear them. I'm down to 140, about
148. Dang,
Mama,
you're smaller than me.
That's what Candace said. Candace said, Mama, you're smaller than me. I said, yeah, I know. Look, I have to eat now to keep from making, because every day I go on the scale, I'd be like, oh, Lord, I don't want to lose another pound.
Go ahead, then. You're smaller than me. I'm 150 pounds. Well, congratulations.
And the, you know, my ladies, my at the nail shop, it's like, oh, your skin is so pretty, and it don't hang. But see, I did exercise to keep my arms from hanging and everything. Hey, I'm 64 years old and fine. I'm sorry to say, but. Hey, and haven't had no work done. No work. I'm sorry. I have to tell you the truth. No work. I'm just kidding with y'all, but I mean, I'm just truth.
Well, hey, no, be proud of it, too.
I went on that dramatic weight loss, and when I really, really made up my mind to do it, I really stuck to it. And for almost 6-8 months, I was like a rabbit. I was eating nothing but rabbit food with salads and the shakes. And I mean, and once I really got on it and really stuck to it, it worked.
Yeah. Well, you know, congratulations.
And I was wearing a 14 when I got in the car. I would have to unbutton my jeans. Now I'm in a 10-8. Well, now I really are 8.
Yeah.
And I bought an 8 fatigue.
Oh, must be nice.
but I got so many 10s. That's so pretty. I mean, 14s and 12s. That's so pretty. I don't want to get rid of them. I don't, you know. But it's been over a year and a half now that I've lost weight. Over, you know, TV puts you on weight. I see when they people say size 3 and 4, I you know, I would be like, ain't no way that woman went on 3. But I understand it now. TV makes you look larger. But when I saw myself in that, when I had Candy had me on that Boost PA that time, because she was, oh, I'm so fat. Oh, Ken, I was so fat. Ken said, well, Mama, but your skin looks so pretty. I said, but I'm so fat. You know, and that's why I need to lose weight. Because I was so only she would have me on a boosty on a TV. But,
all right, so what you got coming up for? What's your future plans you got coming up that we need to be on the lookout for? And as far as the work you're doing with Tyler Thomas, agency as well, tell us about that as well.
With what? With who?
With Tyler Thomas agency.
Well, right now I'm really just doing a lot of interviews, and you cannot really plan for tomorrow because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I'm just going to have to, you know, you just have to pray and hope that you be here for tomorrow. So I don't know what I haven't really decided on. I don't have anything working. I'm not working on anything right now. But when I find out something definitely, I will let you know.
All right.
Maybe Tara can get another interview with you guys, and I can tell you all about it.
Yes. I feel like I'm talking to my grandma. I miss her. It's like, I feel like when I talk to you, I feel like she's talking. Like, I feel like I'm talking to her. So it's like, how am I going to talk to my grandma again?
Thank you. That's me. I'm that wise old grandma that can just give y'all the good advice. Everybody that I talk to, you know, they like, Mama Joyce, now people just know me as Mama Joyce. I don't just took it as my name. Okay, Mama Joyce is okay. Hey. I'll be your Mama Joyce. Okay.
Okay, Mama Joyce.
I got one more call to bring in.
Everybody are nice to me, and I just be nice to them. And like I say, I don't feel like I'm any better than anyone, and I don't think I treat people the way I want to be treated, and everybody is so nice to me.
You are such a sweetheart.
Thank you, darling. You are too.
I got another caller from you. What's up, Goldie? What's up?
Hello.
Hi, Goldie. Hi.
Hey. Benny is my brother, so we both kind of were chatting on Facebook. So I definitely agree that you do remind me of my mama Rachel, grandmother, but. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I said, you sound so sweet, you know.
People that know me know I am the truth. I what you see is what you get. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry for some of the things that happen on TV. I kind of really got out of character because I got so angry. And I have to apologize to everybody because I just got so angry at one time that it pushed me to a point that it went beyond me. I wasn't me. I'm sorry that it pushed me to that, but I'm not sorry for what I did. I mean, what I'm saying. You know, what I did do. You know, like some people say, you know, I'm not saying what caused me to do it. I still stand by what I did. But I'm sorry that I got to the point that I allowed myself to get that angry. I should have had more self-control because, you know, I am of a lady of a particular age, and I should have been had more self-control than that, you know.
Oh, but yeah. I believe the people that are watching you pretty much know that, you know, with reality TV, the producers' jobs are typically to highlight everything. They're never going to just highlight, you know, they're not going to highlight, you know, the glory moments. They want you to hate somebody every episode and stuff like that. So you kind of have to learn like take in what you take in and then, you know, build off from the character from there. So, you know, I was just like, I see it like, you know, just like my grandmother would get on to me and tell me something about myself. That's all that I seen when I seen the clips. So, you know, I definitely understand that, you know, that some people might have taken it harshly, but I see it as, you know, as tough love, and, you know, some people have to understand that they're not in your shoes every day. So I thank you for that, allow to see that. You know, that's a lovely thing within itself.
Yes, and I'm glad you all, you know and have seen enough of me to know that that I had to be pushed to a point that was beyond the normal character of me, you know. But everything was not shown, so, you know, if everything had been shown, then it would have shown differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly.
But
well, Mama Joyce,
I appreciate you all. I love all. When I meet people, I love all of the fans and the people that I meet. They're all so nice to me. I go to the mall. I go by myself. I speak to people, and they say, "Can I take a picture?" I'll say, "Yeah, sure." And who am I for anybody to want to take a picture with? They say, "Thank you." I say, "Hey, thank you. I'm not somebody special, but somebody to want to take a picture with. Hey, so thank you as well as thank you know." But I really appreciate all of you for accepting me into your home and accepting me, period, you know, because you all have really opened your hearts to accept me, and I appreciate that.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. We thank you. And, again, I want to thank Tava. I want to thank Catherine for setting the show up. And, again, thank you for coming through the show as well. You know, I just always love that when the people that come through here, like I tell everyone all the time, don't allow TV to completely make you think of what you need to think about somebody, because it only tells half the story. And when I talk to the people that come in here, it's like we get to see that the positive, everybody gets to see the positive side of the people when they come to the show. So I love that, and I love the fact that we get to show that for you as well. So I appreciate you for allowing us to make that happen for you.
Well, I appreciate you all giving me the opportunity to at least clear up some of it, you know, as much of it as I can. And I thank you and all both of you, you know. I really do. I appreciate that. And bless you.
You as well. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And follow me
on Twitter. What's your Twitter? I was asking somebody that earlier. I was getting mad. I was like, what's your Twitter?
Mama, that's a Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. I'm the Mama Joyce. The Mama Joyce.
That's what I kept typing wrong.
Mama Joyce.
I was going crazy. I'm like, I'm typing in Mama Joyce, but I ain't coming up. Nah, that's how I follow you. Okay. I went to Twitter for like 20 minutes going nuts. Like, I know I'm doing something wrong. What am I not doing right?
So, yeah,
I got it.
I just put little sayings every day, things, something to make you think, you know, like one day I put a verse from the great Dr. Martin Luther King, a man cannot ride your back if you stand up straight, and I thought that was something at least to make people think, you know. And I had a brother. He was an alcoholic, and he was a weekend alcoholic. He only drank on the weekend, and he always would tell me, the mean things people say shouldn't make you mad, because you can't miss a friend that you never had. And so I put that on one of my little quotes. You know, so it's just different little quotes I've put out there. So maybe you follow them, and maybe you might pick up on some of them, some you might like.
All righty.
All right.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
I just wanted to say thank you. I love your energy, Mama Joyce. I just fell in love with you all over again.
Well, thank you so much, and I love both of you, and thanks a lot. I'm so glad that I had this opportunity to talk with you. And anytime, you know, you want to talk with me, just, hey, just let me know, and I'll be happy to call in.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate
it. I appreciate you, both of you.
All right, thank you. We love you.
Love you too, babe. Y'all take care of each other, okay?
All right.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work,
you.
Okay?
Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right.
I love her energy. I love her tone and everything.
I know. I ain't gonna lie. I was over here. No, everybody said they weren't safe, but I was like over here kind of jerking tears. Cause it was crazy, man. I'll tell you, like my sister, she reaffirmed it. Like, it was crazy. Like, it really felt like I was talking to my late grandma. It was crazy. Like, she didn't care how it came out. It came out how it needed to come out. And but heck, you still loved her for it, and that's how I felt with her. You know, that's how I feel with her when I can watch some of the clips that people say about her. And to me, it's like, come on, like, you know, if you're from the South, everybody has their grandma that tell like it is. And sometimes it's real cruel.
Everybody's grandmother kind of tell it how it is. I know my grandmother, but she's from Louisiana, so, you know, they don't care anyway. She's going to tell you how it is and don't care if you don't like it and look at you like, what?
She's going to tell you how it is. She's going to give you a map to how to get together. All that. So that's how I feel.
And I love it. I love it. Look, you know me, because I'm going to tell you how I feel, period, anyway. So I love it. I love the realness. I can't stand faking and shaking.
Now, I told you what I was going to tell them about. Let's get to the second hour. Cause see, it is exactly the second hour now. We're going to share a couple things. Super Bowl. We're going to talk Super Bowl. We're going to talk jury duty for me today, because I wasn't happy about that.
I saw you posted a picture about you being doing
jury
duty.
Yeah, nobody got time for that.
Happy about the jury duty?
I was happy, but I was annoyed at the same time. You know, because I'm a night person, and you waking me up early is not fun.
Hell no. No.
I ended up waking up early, and it was not fun. it was funny because I got to get out of work for a little bit. Like, I was, like, trying to
everybody
about
likes
place.
The fact that they don't have to go to work.
This is what they do to you. They give you a $6 check. They give you a $6 check. You were like, $6? I guess.
No, did you have to stay? Did you end up getting picked for the jury duty?
No, I did not get picked.
Well, see, that's a good thing, but how long did you have to wait up there?
Shoot, too long. It's like the never end of the story.
What time you love
city? I had to be there at 8 o'clock. I was there on CPT. I was on that time, and yeah, it just did. You know, then it still took a long time, and I got to. And it was, see the thing. Let me go ahead, because, you know, some people are like, "What are you doing? You're late." No, actually, I would have been on time. I went to the wrong courthouse.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. How stupid am I? I woke up early. You heard, I was like, oh, I'm going to get this done. And then I go to the wrong courthouse, so that throws me off on time. And that still didn't matter because it's still there forever. Mm. So, yes. And then they make you watch this long video. I don't know how everybody else in jury duty does it, but they make you watch this long video about fact and fiction of jurors. And you got to watch that, and it's like, oh, God. Then, you know, you got to listen to the bailiff. She's telling her, I don't know if she was giving that direction or she was doing a comedy show, but she was, like, telling jokes while she was telling things. And remember, hey, guys, everyone, please bear with me. I'm going to have to I am required by law to repeat this stuff, so you're going to have to bear with me. I think we'll be repeating stuff over and over. It felt like, you know, like when you're on the airplane and they explain everything to you about, you know, to your left is the box bags. To your right is the beautiful window where you can look and see that we're almost over Boston now. Okay, now make sure that you have your seat in the upright position and your seatbelt's on because we're going to land soon. That's how it felt the whole freaking time. I did it for hours. I dealt with that for hours. So, oh, God. Oh, God. Sorry. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's how I start my Monday off. It was crazy because I didn't want to wake up. I know I don't wake up early. People know I don't wake up early unless I got to make it to a flight or something. It's not happening. So, yes.
I ended up getting picked. So
you
look at jury duty, you get your envelope, you're like, yeah, they ain't going to pick me. Yeah, free day. Ain't got to go to work, still get paid. Man, shoot, they ended up picking me. Then we ended up having to have to sit through the longest trial. Then you have to sit there and get your, get your little verdict and stuff, all that. I'm like, Lord Jesus, it was an all-day event. So, man, and all it was, you don't get paid nothing. I'm talking about no $6. What the hell is that for my 8 hours and stuff? Ain't nobody got time for that. But yeah.
Now, before that too, was that with you? Because how long was it? I know you said you were there for a while. Were you there for more than one day, or were you just there for a long period of time?
That was the catch. I was only there for one day because we were staying there. We could have either stopped and came the following day and finished up. But everybody was steady sitting there. Me, I was like, well, shoot, let's just come tomorrow. That's another day off of work. You know me, let's save it and come tomorrow. Everybody was like, well, my job. So we ended up having to stay that whole day trying to figure out guilty, not guilty, what the verdict was going to be. Everybody, we all agreed to just wait on giving a verdict until tomorrow, the following day. Then it would have been cool, but everybody wanted to stay there all freaking day. And me, I was like, let's just do it tomorrow and miss another day of work. Don't judge me.
Give him the chair. Yeah. I know, I still joke about that. I don't care if it was a civil case, I was going to do that. Give him the chair. But yes.
Sure.
I was, maybe that's why they gave it. Well, see, I didn't say that. I said that I didn't, so that wasn't the reason I didn't pick him. But I see, sort of, you know what? Okay, because it's kind of like the people they pick. You know like how when you watch the news, and it's always those crazy. It's always they always get the craziest black person they can find. They talk about a story that was an eyewitness. Well, say for man, I went over there with them, man. We just chilling, car, man. I should just do, man. He over here, I'm crazy, man. I don't know what's going on, like. They can get that guy to be the eyewitness on the news, but this guy who was well-dressed, they're like, F him, we don't want him. We want the guy, and that's how we get, we got people that's doing crazy stuff, and we end up having sound of people doing this stuff right here.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, see, yes, yeah. They see, that person's famous. So, see, and that was crazy. Like, wow. I was going to ask, because I was wondering, I would ask you if you did jury duty before, and yeah, yes, you did, so.
Yeah, they ended up picking me. And I think my problem is, because anyway, you know me, got a smile, so anytime I go anywhere,
I'm just showing my little teeth and stuff, and I guess I kind of grew on them. I was like, I should have brought my butter here all mad and stuff with my nose turned up. Maybe they wouldn't pick me, but I go in there all well-dressed, smiling and teasing, and, you know, I messed that up myself. Now let me stop.
That don't matter, because, I mean, I thought somebody didn't have any teeth get picked.
Huh?
I saw somebody that didn't have any teeth get picked.
Shut the hell up. I kid you not.
This dude got picked. He had curly curls, and he barely had any freaking teeth, and he got picked.
I'm saying I was smiling. I was friendly. That's all I'm saying, silly.
No. You said you were smiling. You were smiling. He was smiling, too. I mean, apparently, this dude had no teeth.
Shut up, Betty. I'm not about to play with you.
Hello, little mama. My name is Jerome. How are you? How y'all do? Yes, my name is Jerome. You know, it's like, hey, I take Jerome. Come on, not Jerome, man. So, I was hating on Jerome. I wanted to be the guy to be like, yeah, man. You know, I was ready. I watched a lot of Ron Oil last night for nothing.
Betty wanted his camera time. Don't play with him.
I know. I was ready. I'm telling you, I was ready. And it was my 15. It was my 15 seconds of fame. I was ready.
I know. Look, we had a news up there at our high school. This was like, I don't know if it was last year. Yeah, it was last year. Anyway. And, you know, the news was out there, and I had to come get my little sister at that time. So I had my little shades on. Your girl was trying to get her little camera time. I got me some, too. People hit me up. They was like, I saw you on the news. I wasn't talking or nothing. I was just sitting there cute with my little shades. So, but I wanted my camera time. Shoot, I feel you.
You in the camera, man.
Yeah,
now, okay, so I'm going to talk on some other stuff. I know I didn't say about people. Well, we got a couple of ads that we released, and we are going to talk Super Bowl still, just, you know, because there's a lot I got to talk about with that. So with mess and hotness that we can go on for days about, and we will have a lot to say today about it. So, yeah, I definitely stay tuned for that. As far as like one disease I want to talk about was the release of the newest issue of Human Chemist Magazine, and that's issue number 6, the Love and Basketball issue. Here's the thing I'm going to go ahead and put out there. Catch this team, because the three more selling issues are issue number 1. Issue number 3,
hey,
and issue
hey,
number
hey.
6.
Oh.
So, here's the thing. Issue number one is in first place. Issue number one is in second place now. So, second place. Issue number 3 is in first place. But issue number six is like going... Like, looking at the trend of how it's going right now, like, by the end of the week, it's going to beat both of them. Yes, I know. It hurts, but it's looking like it's going to happen.
It's growing.
So,
that's
yes. And that's a reminder to let people know, you know, yes, if you want to look at all the magazines, we actually simplified it for you now. If you go to dustspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine, you go there and you can see all the issues. You have a little cover issue leading to the most current issue. When you go there, you can click to your favorite one. Bam! It'll let you go ahead and get a copy of it, and there you go. So no questions asked. Now, what we'll be doing, I told you I was getting ready to start doing this year, and we're going to start doing it either January or February. It is February, so just that means we'll be doing it this month. Every month on the show, we're going to be giving out, and that's on every show. That's going to be on the Monday show, on the Tuesday show, on the Wednesday show, on the Thursday show. You never know which day, you never know which week is going to happen on which show, but it's going to happen on each of the shows is going to happen throughout the month. We'll be giving out a free digital copy of the magazine to a lucky person. So, yes, all you got to do to do that is simply tag, you can do one or two things. We have it to where you can tag the show and make sure you share the show, let people know, check it out, and tweet DustSpot, DuskSpot, tweet us, let us know you shared the show. That automatically puts you in to obviously get a chance to win it. Also, decrease your chances. If we ever have any topics, call into the show. Share your views on the topic. That puts you in for it. And last but not least, wherever you get a copy, wherever you go get one of T. Marie's posters, if y'all see a poster, I'm just saying, this looks... y'all get one of her posters, and I might be pushing it forward too. So, T gonna let me know if you did. So, if you get one of her posters, you get a chance to get a copy. Try to win a free copy of the magazine. So, that's as simple as that. And also, what we're gonna be doing as well, we're gonna be giving out throughout the month. We're gonna be giving out some of her posters as well. So, y'all be on the lookout for that. And I can't wait, man. So it's a month of giveaways. Giveaway, giveaway, giveaway.
Giveaway.
And this is like baby stuff now, because next month it's gonna get crazy, because that's gonna be the 5th anniversary of Life with Us Live. So we gotta do it extra, extra big with the project. So yes, y'all gotta stay tuned for that. I will be back, and we got some more to talk about right here on Life After Dusk Live, Hot After Dusk Mondays. We'll be back. We'll go into a quick music break and then talk some more trash. That's what we do. This is Hot After Dusk Monday. We got to talk trash.
These beats are so fresh.
Celebrate the telephone, all right.
Candy rolling through my city, in that white on white.
today's show, man. Ooh-wee, man, that was crazy. It was a great show thus far. And we still got more to go. So y'all know it is Hot After Dusk Monday. I have to report, you know, I report the news. But y'all report some hot mess, too. So, Super Bowl. There was hot stuff. There was good. There was bad. Which side should we visit first, T? Should we go to the good side or the bad side?
I mean, y'all better not talk about me. Let's go to the good side first because the game to me, from what I did see, you know, I'm not a big football fan, but it sucked. So let's see what you thought was good about it. How about that?
All right. So now, when I speak of Super Bowl, I'm going to speak not only the game itself, but I'm going to speak of everything that surrounds it, including commercials and stuff. So, yes, with that being said, that goes to the first item of good stuff. There were some, you know, this year were commercials, they decided to, because, yes, people are, you know, some people are like, oh, well, they want more funny commercials. They kind of went for more for the human factor this year. More people are going more so for the tear jerking and hitting you close to the home and the heart. They were doing that this year. That was the theme of this year with commercials. Now, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do good and bad of each team. I'm going to do commercials first, good and bad. I'm mix a list. That could be any particular order of goods. It's going to be mixers of it. One of the good things was, because I want to go to commercials hard. I got something else I want to say. Good commercial. My favorite commercial was the commercial with the new kid that came out, the K900, I believe it's called. I'm going to make sure I quote myself correct on that. The new Kia is the K900. Yes, I was right. New wasn't crazy. All right, now, what do we love about it? You know, it was a hilarious commercial they had. It was basically a playoff of The Matrix. And they had Morpheus. They had my boy, Lawrence Fishburne. Taking on his role as Morpheus. And so he had, so basically, you know, he's like the red key or the blue key. So, you know, everybody knows from Matrix, you know, there's the blue, you take the blue pill, it's going to keep you where you're at, and it's going to basically be in the status quo where everything. If you take the red pill, it's going to take you to the Matrix, basically, into the rabbit hole, as he would say. So, it led to this, and wow, it was just crazy. First of all, I saw Morpheus on the screen. Second of all, then the most random thing happens while he's in the car. He's talking about how it sounds when you're in an electric car and up like this, and he starts playing this freaking tuner, and then all of a sudden he starts to freaking sing opera, and I'm over here dying laughing because I'm like, what the heck? Morpheus singing in the guy in the car, and all the cars are floating up and all that. So that was my favorite commercial. A commercial that's not necessarily was my favorite, but it's kind of like low key my favorite. Like what my favorite is just because of it stuck in my head. Did you get a chance to see that Jack in the Box commercial? Because that was one of the funniest ones. Put bacon in your burger. Like, that song is so terrible. It's stuck in my head. And I'm dying to go straight up over to Jack in the Box. I go to Jack in the Box and just go and order that. Not even necessarily that I really want the burger that much. I just want an excuse to be able to sing that song. And so I want to go there, get the burger, and sing that song and say it. Put bacon in your burger. And that was hilarious. I mean, moink. Like the freaking, I mean, how corny yet clever that was. The freaking pig. The pig cow says moink. But yes, I loved it, man. I don't know about y'all, but I love the commercial. That was part of the top of my list there.
One of the confused me. I'm going to tell you what confused. Some people were saying they were. One of the big controversies was a Coca-Cola commercial, and there were people singing. They were singing it. I forget what song they were singing. It was an American song, and they were singing it in different languages. Apparently, that was a controversy to people. And I don't see what the controversy was. Like, so are you trying to tell me that? I mean, I just think it's a bunch of racist. It's just a bunch of racist people who are out there who decided to make this and turn into some kind of racial thing that a bunch of people were singing about, whatever. So get the heck out of here. What I thought was weird to me was that Scientology commercial. That threw me off because first of all, it's a Fox run station. Fox News. I know Fox News. This is the home of the people who own Fox News, and they let a Scientology commercial make it through the Super Bowl. Well, I guess money talks. Definitely talks then. Well, so I'm going to take a throw to you, T. Throw the ball to you. Well, what were some of your favorite commercials, and which ones did you hate?
You know what, Steady, as soon as it came on, you know, my little sister, she goes to Lynn College in Brenham, Texas. So we was beheaded going back out of town to drop her back off. So I really didn't catch much of the Super Bowl, but I had me a Super Bowl square, but I wasn't able to catch much of it. That's why I was asking you, who were you? Did you have a specific team that you were going for?
They have a team. I was going for the Seahawks.
Were you? You didn't just jump on the Seahawks once you saw they won, right?
No. Let me go ahead and be clear. And I got plenty of people to back me up on saying this.
I guarantee
you this year, one way or another, a black quarterback is going to win the Super Bowl. I said, and especially when it became apparent, in the playoffs, it was like one of these teams with black quarterbacks is going to go to the Super Bowl and win. I personally thought originally it was going to be Cam Newton, but then he lost against Colin Kaepernick, and then Colin Kaepernick and then losing against Russell Wilson. So when I saw that happen, I was like, well, yeah, they're going to win. And you never know which kind of Peyton Manning. You don't know which Peyton Manning is going to show up. I mean,
for anyone. I had my squares, my board, whatever they call it. So that's what I was focused on. I had somebody looking out for my numbers and stuff. I'm not playing
the
boards no more. I had, I want to say it was 3-0. And 7-1.
Ooh,
so I barely missed it. You're talking about was mad. This is the second year I done did the squares or the board or whatever it's called, and I haven't won. Gambling with me does not work. I don't know why, but it just don't. So I'm like, man, forget that, because I was that close to winning and didn't win. I was so mad, but my stepdad, he won $600.
Well, what was his numbers?
He had 6. I want to say it was either 6-0 or 6-1 or something like that. I'm not sure exactly. I know it was dealing with a 6. But, yeah, I was pissed off. But, oh, well, I just won't gamble no more like that. I don't even go to the casinos. I go to the casinos and sit on their little quarter machines and stuff like that just to get me a drink. Once I get my drink, I get on up and move around shaking my head. But that gambling don't work for me.
You ain't got time for that?
Yeah, I don't have time for nothing like that, especially just what, spending my money and ain't getting none in return and all of this stuff.
Oh, my God, y'all. I'm over here looking at the new Kia. Because my Kia, you know, I tell people all the time, y'all can say what y'all want to say, but Kias are long-lasting, and you talk to a Kia owner and see how many times they're going to tell you that they've had serious problems with their car. Don't worry, I'll wait. Yes. So, and they make, and really at the end of the day, especially the luxury line, they have some really nice cars. and it don't, and it's real, and it's always they do them right. And you know what you're getting is going to last for a while. So yeah, this new one, man, this is crazy. Like my car, doesn't do that to me. It doesn't. It treats me nice. It treats me nice, but this car here looks great. And like, oh my god, I wear the
car. I see
you with
her.
It's on the brand new Kia they had the commercial about, the K900. When I tell you, you have to go look at that car, and you're gonna be in the same. You're gonna be in the same accord that half of us, that most of the people that's watching TV real estate said, "What? That's a Kia?" Yeah. But then again, it's not a surprise to me because when people see my car, they think there's a freaking Jag or something first to them. But is it a Jag? No, it's a Kia. So yes, that's. So that's the show. Just go to the show, man. Hey, pick something. Make sure you pick it right. Because I know, like for instance, I love people tell me I love Air Force Ones, but they, oh my god, they piss Air Force One, especially get the all white Air Force Ones. You always end up being pissed off because they always get scuffed up so quickly and crap. So yeah. Now,
that's
oh yeah,
white,
I told you I was. You said what now?
I say that's white. Period. If I wear white, I have to be very careful. Whether it's white shirt, white pants, white shoes, whatever, I gotta be careful.
Cause I always you might do something crazy like pour a Ciroc on it. I think you might do something crazy like pour a Ciroc on it.
You know, you never know. So I got to be careful with my white setup status. And I look, I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about. So I'm like, shut up, Sandy.
You almost let that one go by at first. You was like, oh, I know you really embarrassed at first. I said, wait a minute.
I know. Sandy over there putting me on the spot. But yeah.
I do that pretty well. I know. I do.
I guess.
I look like Mama Joyce. I just tell her like it is.
Oh, she is just so sweet. I love her little tone and everything, because you can really tell a person's attitude by their tone. And she had a real pleasant tone, especially, you know, on the phone.
Yeah. Somebody tell you something, you gotta say it a certain, you know, that's how some people do it. You say it a certain way.
By what you say is how you say it.
And this is what I love about it. This is what I loved about it. She came out and said she's sorry for how it got, but she does not apologize for what she said. Thank you. I need to take that part of the interview and shout it around to people as a training video on how you handle yourself when it comes to media. You say something, stop backtracking. And submit to what you said, and don't sit there and say you're sorry for saying that, because you said it, so obviously you meant to say it. You didn't necessarily want the outcome of getting too crazy, but yes, you meant to say it. Hell, I told people that all the time on the show, and I connected with that so well because I'll say some throw stuff on this show, and I mean to say it.
Anything I say, I mean it. Nice. Look at me. I'm a mess. I need prayer.
Like if I say, I hate T. Marie. I hate T. Marie, but I don't hate T. Marie.
Oh, shit.
How can you hate such a beautiful angel like that?
I don't bother nobody. I stay in my lane.
Yeah, she stay in the right lane. Cause she not like everybody else over in the left lane. How we do it?
You a mess? No.
Yes. Okay. One of my favorite things, clever the Super Bowl was the performances. the performance.
I saw a lot of people was posting Queen Latifah perform.
Yes.
Okay.
She performed. And
I love
she was
Queen Latifah.
Then, that, oh, but wait, there's more.
She a Pisces.
Then
yeah.
Bruno Mars performed. And not only did Bruno Mars perform, he brought Red Hot Chili Peppers out. And I think that took the show to the next level. Because I was loving the show already. It was great. But then when he did, and then when they came out, it just took it like, it went from where it was at. I can't even put the freaking rating on where it was at already. It was there and just went to the next, it just elevated to the next level. Because then you just had this mixture of genres going crazy. And it reminded me, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when Fox had Justin Timberlake, the year when they had Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson and stuff. Fox put some opposites to mix all these different scenes. Yep, like the Janet Jackson titty. Yes, so, man, it was great, man. Like, I love that. Actually got a chance to, you know, VH1 was showing a bunch of shows that, you know, they were doing a bunch of concerts throughout the week as well. And they had TLC before on one of them. I was crunk. Say, TLC? And then they did the end, they sang Men to Be. So I was real checked up then. Men to Be. Hey. It ain't never been clearer. Okay. Yeah. Let me turn it down, turn it down.
Please turn
it on.
Yep, yep.
I got so turned up. I was like, hey, what is this song? They did the dance. I was going to do the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls dance. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Look at you.
So, yes, there was a lot of great performances.
If I
can't
on jam.
Yes, that song still jams.
Yes.
And listen to me. It's just great. Like, it was, you know, really, the end of what this year was about was nostalgia. That's what it was all about. And I don't think it can put two better acts together. So, yes.
You know, I love Bruno Mars, too. Bruno Mars, I love his music. And, you ever heard his song? My music make a dance, but money make a smile. Y'all know that, that's it. Okay. That's my
favorite. No, that's not my favorite one. Treasure was my favorite one. I was like kind of going my list, but Treasure's still good. Treasure's still up there. Don't get me wrong. But that's the one. There is my other one. Like, I felt kind of stupid because I didn't realize that was his song. I thought that was his song.
What?
Our first time. Don't it feel good, baby? Don't feel good, baby.
I heard that.
Because it's so brand new, baby. It's so brand new, baby. I'm like, what?
Do Bruno Mars kind of give you like that?
Yeah, that was how the performance was. The halftime show, it was like, it made you feel like you were watching. He gave you Prince. He gave you Michael Jackson. He gave you James Brown. He gave you everything.
Yeah, I like Bruno Mars. You know, he's different.
Another one of the funny things was when they were doing, oh, my God, this had me laughing. They had all the freaking pictures up, they making all the little Instagram pictures all day. And one of the ones they were making fun, they had one up. It was Peyton Manning. It was supposed to be like Peyton Manning was calling on the phone for Beyonce.
Obama.
He was asking for a blackout.
Did you see the one that they had with him, Obama?
Yes.
Calling Obama.
Yes, Chucky's yes. How many times did I tell you Chucky's covering under Obamacare? Oh, God, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. There was another one I just saw. I hadn't seen this one until today. It was saying the last great Bronco chase was 1994.
Nice.
It was You want to know what that was? They had this when O.J. Simpson was in the Bronco.
That's not funny.
I don't want to do this with y'all. I'm trying to take it back. That's not nice.
Help him, Lord. Help him. I'm not laughing with him.
So, yes, I'm trying not to laugh, but it was hilarious.
I tried not to, but hey, I'm out of line,
but you made me think about this. Y'all got to see it on my social site. But it's a picture of Stevie Wonder taking the selfies.
No, okay, that's it. I can't.
I ain't even finna go there. I'm not even gonna tell you what he's saying. I'm not gonna tell you nothing. I'm gonna be nosy.
Y'all know I'm being nosy. Y'all go check it out. T Marie underscore T H E underscore models. Yeah. So I'm finna go be nosy. Ain't gonna see what she's talking about, y'all. I know y'all mad. I'm mad as hell right now. You're like, dang, what he talking about? He over there holding up. Oh, don't worry, y'all. I'm going to see what she's up to.
Y'all laugh at this. You're going to hell. That's not funny. I need
you
to take that down.
No! I can't do this. No, I can't. I'm not going to participate.
Pray for me. That's all I can ask. Pray for me, Lord.
I am praying for you.
I know. It was funny, though. I mean, so look at me trying to justify it. It was funny, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I apologize. I shouldn't.
They had another picture where it had they had, like, Peyton Manning taking his helmet off, and it was saying, surprise, and it had Stevie Wonder underneath it.
No! I didn't see that one. Did you see the one with the man who had the fishing pole? They have a commercial out that the guy be having a dollar.
Wait a minute. There you go. You doing that commercial there.
And then he had the trophy, and he was like, should have been a little faster. It was too funny with the guy with the pizzeria.
I mean, that score, like, it was, I mean, seriously, that bad?
I mean, what was the ending score setting?
We're going to pray for him, sister. We're going to pray for him.
It don't seem like the numbers was adding up, so I think they could have did better, but I ain't neither one of their fans, so it is what it is. I still ride with my little Texans and my Saints, depending on who making it well.
Well, shoot, we're gonna go to one more quick song, y'all, and then we'll be back. So yes, and who do I want to go to? Buzzkill. We're going to do this because people trying to kill my buzz. Oh, yes, I didn't share it. There's another story I didn't share. I sure don't want to come back. So it's a perfect segue into that. So when I come back, I got somebody to share with y'all from the weekend. I'll talk about that and come back in the last part of the show.
You messing up my buzz, you messing up my buzz, you messing up my buzz. It's been a long week, and I ain't got no sleep. Working to finish college, about to drive me up a creek. Man, I'm finna hit this party and get a couple drinks. I wanna feel at peace, like I'm somewhere on the beach. But you messing up my buzz, and you gon' have to chill. Man, why you niggas fighting? There's too many girls in here. You messing up my buzz, you messing up my buzz.
gay, but these niggas must not like women. They just wanna fight, and I'm like, dog, you messing up my buzz. You messing up my buzz. You messing up my buzz. Right and y'all party in the night. It's been a long week and you glad you off of work. So you out with your girls and y'all off in the work. But this nigga is lame and he don't got no game. Try to holler at your girl, now he pitching you the same. He all in your face like what your name is. Tell him boy boo, then tell that nigga this. She's a lightweight man, she can't hold her liquor, now she puking everywhere. It's not a pretty picture, just messing up my buzz, just messing up my buzz. Now she messing up my buzz, somebody come and get her. She's a lightweight man, she can't hold her liquor, now she puking everywhere. It's not a pretty picture, just messing up my buzz, just messing up my buzz. You messing up my buzz, you messing up my buzz.
Okay, we're back. We're back.
Yeah.
See, Marie messed up my buzz right now, but not
you
anyways.
Messed up my buzz.
Well, speaking of our buzzes, man, I want to say shout out to my future brother-in-law. We did a big. I was in charge of coming up with something to him do for his bachelor party, and it was just going to be toned down stuff. Like when I say let me explain toned down. You know, most of y'all say, like, oh, let's get this stripper and this and the other. You know, okay, everybody does that. Oh, everybody does that. Let's do. So we just said we want to do something different. Do something a little different, and do somewhere. It was kind of cool because it was mainly me and him. I mean, him was hanging out, and it kind of did some bonding, you know, of, you know, the brother, future brother-in-law, you know, I was talking to the brother, me being, because of course the girl called her earlier, my sister, Goldie, you know, that's who he's getting married to. And so we were out and about. And, y'all, I love, this is why I tell y'all, everybody's going to act crazy and say, well, yeah, man, I got a handgun in the hood. Yeah, I always want to say that, but, man, I don't know. But all my life, I've always hung around multiple races, and that's what I do. So this was no different. When I tell you, and I quote, that it was just crazy, like, people were just like, man, these people were just crazy, the bars, and then, or, shout out to Denton, Fry Street, goes down.
So we were on Fry Street, and like, dude, are you freaking serious? You're going to get freaking married soon, dude? Like, freaking F out of here, man. Freaking cool. You know, to give him a shot. And they're like, you got to play this freaking game. We're going to make it. You got. We picked a shot, man. You play this game. We picked a shot. So they picked a shot. Then we did that. Went to the next bar. We was playing pool over there, playing each other for money. This one dude like watching. He's like, you guys fucking rock. You know why? I mean, why? That's what I love about why they crack me up. How they come up to you in this. Just listening, there's a different slang of everybody where they come from is always hilarious. And this, how he was, he's like, you fucking rock, man. So he has this come.
You so dang silly.
That's how he sounded. So he's like, I'm going to get you guys some fucking drinks, man. Drinks on me, man. That's what we're going to do.
Fuck it.
This dude brings us some guy, I mean, he brings like this, not just vodka and Red Bull mix. And that was pretty, that's pretty turned up. Then he got this name, remember one day he's like, man, come on, we need some more drinks, man. Go get me a drink. And so then he gets his Vegas bomb.
You would not help that man one something like that.
He
what? Get some more drinks.
Fuck out, man. Fuck on, come on, fucking get some more drinks, dude. Well, quit being a fucking pussy. You know, that's how he was. That's how he was doing it. So he was, so we got some drinks, and he had this thing out of Vegas bomb. And they had a bunch of stuff in there. When I tell you, there's so much top shelf stuff in there, where you can't even think. Ciroc, some, they had some, I think Crown was thrown in there. It had two other things. They were just wow, that mess was crazy. And then top it off with some Red Bull. And this dude was, like, balling out of control. Like, he pulled that American Express corporate card out. He was just showing out. It's like, yeah, man, keep him coming. So he was wilding out. So, yeah, that was, and I took my drink like a man. Man, I mean, it's a huge glass of craziness. I'm like, so yeah, man, so we had so much fun. And you know, and here's the catch 22. Comes to find out the dude works at Red Bull. So yes, he was like, yeah, man, we got freaking dude stuff together, man. So yeah, y'all.
Oh hell yeah,
what,
we do. Look at me.
Look at T. Yeah, T. Listen to all
you know, you gotta be jumping on a boy.
Oh
yeah, I'm trying to see if they need me to post some Red Bull on the white tee. Now let me stop.
She opened up and she started talking quick. Yeah, the guy is called and everything. So big ups to him. Appreciate it. And it was just fun, man. You know, it was all out fun. And he had me cracking the heck up. So, yes. Again, man.
I said when I get ready to get married that I want my husband to have, my fiancé to have, like, a banging bachelor party. Like, I just want him to just wild out. Of course, I'm not saying go sleep with nobody, but he can have a stripper jumping out the cakes and falling down the pole. I just want him to have a blast. After that, I mean, well, we ain't even got a stopping, but after that.
We had a blast. We've been through some of the crazy stuff. And the dude was talking so much shit to these guys at the bar who tried to take over the pool table.
Man, keep the fuck out of the way from my pros, man. Sweet pros is fucking play.
He was talking about us.
For that Red Bull.
So, hey, I mean, we had the strippers, but, hey, the strippers, Kate, I don't fucking care. Nobody got the fucking guy to say. Everybody got a stripper story to talk about. But ain't nobody got the funny shit we talked about. Oh, my God. It was funny shit happening all damn day.
I think I want to talk about, would you plan your fiancé's bachelor party? What do you think?
That's something to do.
I plan mine. I have his shit banging. He'll start out. I'm going to talk about it Wednesday.
Naughty moments.
And he said, yeah, I'm making a little side note right now.
Yeah. Okay.
TT over there. I'm telling y'all, man. We're gonna have a crazy moment, and y'all gonna have to read about it in the book. So me and T gonna put something together. You're like, man, how was that freaky thing, man? Y'all gotta wait to read that in the book. So yes, it gonna be midgets involved in the story. All kind of crazy crap.
Oh yes,
so, yes.
Booty midgets. Teddy, you must have didn't see. I posted a picture, a video of this big booty midget. That girl was twerking.
And one of them be twerking on T. Marie's face. That's going to be probably one of the things in the book. So, yes, especially y'all, fifth anniversary of Life After Dark. I don't care about y'all got to say. I've been crying about this one for a long time, man. Fifth anniversary of Life After Dark Live. Coming next month. Texas Relay I like going to Texas Relay, but when I got something to celebrate or when I'm DJing or whatever, it makes Texas Relays 10 times better. And what way to celebrate Texas Relays than to do the fifth anniversary right then and there? So, yeah, we're going to be going there. I'm working on convincing T. Marie. I'm going to still, I don't care if I got to send a white van to come here and make her come. We're going to have T. Marie come out.
Why I got to be the white van?
You're going to be like, I don't know. Yeah, you're going to be like, I don't know. The white van comes to get you, and you get in the van.
Just give me some black to ride in. I'm cool. Nothing white. No, let me stop.
Oh,
Lord. But, yeah, y'all might see me at the Texas Relay.
Yeah, man. Shoot. Turn up. And I haven't really turned up in a long while, like, since, like, New Year's. So, wow, it's been, like, crazy. I've been good so far 2014. I am proud of myself. I have been a good boy. But y'all know me. I don't do good being good for too long. I had to break that streak. So yes.
Did you see my video of the event I hosted for the movie I was in?
I saw some pictures.
You didn't see the video? I saw the pictures.
I just hadn't seen the video.
No,
yet.
The video. You have to see the video. I'm trying to learn. Okay, for those of you who don't know me, okay, well, know me, but just y'all only know what you see on the social sites. So y'all notice I never post any pictures of me dancing and twerking and stuff because your girl can't do all that. But I was at my movie release party and. The guy, you know, they was recording everything, and they just so happened got me doing shaking my little booty, and I was really doing it. I was like, oh, check me out.
Now, what is that? Now I got to go search and destroy.
Oh, and I look so
search
good and all
destroy.
That. I'm shaking I got my booty shaking, and I got on all white, so it's just lovely. I was proud of
you know what? I'm going to throw a pillow at you and Angela. Y'all do that so much. I'm like, y'all be doubting yourselves. Oh, you know, I don't know.
I've never been
Angela,
like,
Angela do that. You
I
do
love,
that. Y'all both be driving me nuts. Angela be, oh, yeah, I don't know. Angela does something that she tells me she knows she's going to do, and she fucking kills it.
I work out in my stiletto, so my booty is not just, you know, I look at it as not just, it don't jiggle like the people who don't work out in stilettos, you know what I mean? It's firm, it's soft,
but
it's firm. So when I look at it,
this is how it is, T. A lot of people don't realize this. It's not because, I mean, I like this. I'm more so like the slow grind, grinding more and stuff like that.
more than I like the twerking. Twerking is like,
well,
okay.
It wasn't like, well, you know, I want to be able to do it all. Like, I can slow dance. Like, that's no problem. But when it comes to taking and moving and all that, going all fast and resting is going to look at me resting.
Because that's all about control. Because it is all about control of your body. And like you said, how you work out, you see, you have a good control of your body. So when you got it, that's what your realm of, you know how to take over that. Because I like slow dancing more than I like when I'm dancing with a chick, I like slow dancing more than I like twerking, getting behind while she's twerking. It's just too much. It's too crazy and it's too much going on. It's like, there's too much.
Check out everybody.
Some people gotta realize this. Hey, when you dancing for everybody, don't think that means you gotta try to take every last one in the freaking home. Let's enjoy yourself. And this, you know, because like, what happens? People just dancing because they want this dance. Like, hey, I just be having fun dancing.
That be me. And I'm the type, I don't need you grinding up on me and all that. Like, we can dance with a little space in between. I'm kind of like on my grown woman shit. I think younger females, you know, they want to be grinding all on you and stuff. But I'm like, what is that achieving? That's not achieving that. Now have a little space. And, you know, make it do what it do.
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It's more so this. It's not necessarily an exact space. It's more so of how he's doing, how when he's on you, how he's acting. Is that the best way to put it? When I say that, it's like some, you know how they get, you know how they get behind you, and then like, and then like squeeze you tight, like you're not gonna go nowhere, you mind a night, bitch, like that type of shit.
Oh hell no, yeah. Nobody better not do no shit like that to me. But no, I'm just the type. If you my man, yeah, you all up on this. It's yours right here. But if we just out and you a random guy at the club, you can't just be grinding all up on my ass and stuff. You know what I mean? It's just not.
No,
between us, and if I'm feeling you like that, then I'll initiate it. But don't just walk up behind me and, you know, pop it on me and think I'm supposed to be. Oh yeah, come on, let's get it out. You know.
No. What if he's fine and he say something hot in your ear? You gonna let him get a little closer?
That's. But I feel like I should initiate it. Like if I'm feeling you, like if we dancing, we got our space, or I'm feeling you, then yeah, I'll do it. But just don't randomly just Debo. You get what I'm saying? I guess I like
right.
to be the initiator. I don't know.
I guess this is what you're saying. I guess it's some of the young girls. I said, because some girls act weird when you walk up to them and you're polite about trying to dance with them. Not like, hello, ma'am. May I have this dance? I'm not saying like that. But you be like polite and you gradually start dancing with them. Like, they want you to be, like, rough coming on. Like, no, I didn't come here for that.
Exactly.
This is not the best room.
Right,
this is not
you
me getting rough of you.
You know,
this is not doing anything.
Like,
all you're
going
to do is
cut
my penis.
It's going to
be hitting against a goddamn zipper. Just don't fuck me up.
That's basically ease that shit. Ease it up on me. Don't just Debo like that.
Like, gradually. Because,
point.
Like you said, if you feeling it, you know, because sometimes, like, you know, if you feeling it and you start, y'all both start gradually cool, then you kind of get a little closer. I understand what you're saying. Like,
right.
Is you want to be more to where, like, you want to be, like, more where people used to court people. Like, not just,
that's
like, hey, they assume that they just come to whatever.
You
like gradually allow it to materialize. Don't be trying to be such a goddamn rush. Take your time
and let
it materialize.
Thank you. Perfect. You put it in. You summed
Thank
it up
you.
For me.
I try. I try.
They don't always disagree, y'all.
Yeah, me and I always disagree. I mean, we make up after we disagree. We're pretty good.
We good. Yeah.
I be wanting to throw a rock at RT. She be beating me up.
Sometimes I do. I know. Shut up, Cindy. Don't do me like that. I know. What's
up? Hurt my little feelings.
You better stop, Cindy.
we get ready to come go to a close. I'm going to tell y'all again, remind you the schedule for this week on the show. This week we got on Tuesday show, we're gonna have the topic is gonna be pretty crazy. Should you give your all sexually before you get the ring? That goes for guys and females.
Yes,
both ways.
You should.
So we're gonna go into that tomorrow. It's gonna be a juicy topic. Y'all call in, it's gonna get real. And then Wednesday, you know, it's the all music hour. And then second hour we'll be having special guests, Christina John, model / host / dancer, my girl Christina Johnson, aka Fantasy, be in the building. She's gonna be tearing down some stereotypes of how you can still be a sexy eye candy model and had a degree to go and had a degree with it as well, because she's, you know, she's making a lot of big moves. The woman has a bachelor's in psychology and work, and I'm about to finish. She's about to graduate with her master's, like around. She's like, that's like right around the corner. So the woman is doing it up, and she's gonna be talking about, like, you know, about people at the end of the day not quick to judge somebody just because of, hey, ooh, they're taking sexy pictures. No, judging them how they think they are. So I can't wait for that show either, man. It's going to be bananas.
Yeah. And
so
then, don't forget about what we added Wednesday.
Add that part, you come up for Wednesday.
Yeah, would you plan your fiancé's bachelor party? Or your fiancé. We can make it go both ways. Your bachelor or bachelorette. So, yeah. I want to talk about that Wednesday.
So that's what we got. That's what we got in this week's menu.
And
then, of course, Rules for Radio Thursday.
Naughty Moments Wednesday, too.
Yes, Naughty Moments Wednesday. So we'll get the Naughty Moments out of you guys, but we gonna give them at the guests. You never know, and you never know what the heck people gonna submit for the Naughty Moments, because they say some. If y'all heard some of the guests and said some stuff, you're like, whoa. Number one thing has been the garage. We had 2 weeks in a row. We were talking about the garage. So, wow. Big ups to that. That being said, we rolling on out. Remind them how they can follow you.
Follow me on Instagram, T Marie_B_model. Like me on Facebook, T Marie the Model. And follow me on Twitter, T Marie_MLD.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I know you can follow me. Type in Sunny J, CEDDY, other JDUSK, damn near everywhere, and you will find me.
Oh,
so,
Sunny, yes. And they need to like us on Facebook.
Yes. Thank you. I forgot. Thank you. You can't put me on.
Yes,
me on
I
spot.
Noticed you don't ever say about liking on Facebook. Go like us
I
on
do,
Facebook.
I do.
No.
I do. I say. I would interchange it. I be messing up, and I be say I'll say it, and as long as I don't, I be in the zone. Make sure y'all go like it. Thank you. I'm glad you reminded me. Go like it on Facebook, and when you go to we go to Facebook. Facebook.com/ thedusksport. You know, go there, you'll be able to not only like that, but, you know, one of the feature, like, but you can then get to see all the other pages that are affiliated with the show. So, the Goldie Show, T Marie the Model, BX25 Magazine, Glitz and Glamour, and UrbanLife.com. So, those are different places. Go ahead and show some love to them as well, because those are a lot of people who have great elements that support what we got going on and great behind-the-scenes players of it all. So there you go. That being said, everybody, we're going on now. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a...
A T.
Oh,
well,
there's a... U. There is a
way.
Yeah. Again, Mama Joyce, appreciate you for coming through. Rest in peace, Mama Rachel. Miss you.